Following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Brandon is our high school pastor, and he's going to be delivering the word tonight.
Awesome.
Well, hello. How are we doing? Hello, Refuge family. So good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, right? Night before Thanksgiving. That's exciting. Here we are. We're so glad you're here. Like Blake said, if you are visiting us for the first time, welcome. For those of you that are already part of our family, so good to see you again. Like Blake said, my name is Brandon, and I have the privilege of overseeing the high school ministry here. Alongside Blake, our junior high pastor, it is an awesome time. If you have any questions about youth, this is my small plug for the youth group. Ask one of us. We'd love to tell you more about it. I think we should pray. Let's start in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for each and every person in this room that came out. They could be anywhere else on this Wednesday night, but they chose to be here in your house, God. I pray that you'll speak through me. May each and every person in this room just hear you being revealed to them in new ways. So God, we love you. We thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And I don't know about you all, but I love food. Food makes me happy. And, you know, I'm already planning on, okay, this is what's going to be on my plate. We got the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the mac and cheese. Oh, I could go on and on. So excited. I'm excited. And that is really what makes me happy, right? Is food. And I don't know about all of you out there, food, if it makes you happy, we're on the same page. But then, time and time again, what happens? My eyes are bigger than my stomach. And that once feeling of happiness starts to drift off, and it turns into some other not so great feelings. Maybe regret for eating too much, sleepiness, feeling sick. If you've been there, you know. If you know, you know, right? And that started to remind me of the difference really between what happiness is and what joy is. And we read and we see happiness is more of a fleeting emotion. It's often sparked by a particular moment or an event, something that brings excitement or exhilaration. And then joy, on the other hand, what is joy? Joy is that long-lasting state of being. It's characterized by feelings of contentment and satisfaction. So tonight, I would love to dive into how we can then experience something that is long-lasting, that's more sustaining for our lives. The answer being joy. And how do we attain this joy? It starts with gratitude. Gratitude is the key to joy. So we're going to reflect tonight on a short passage, but a powerful one. It's just three verses from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. And it's found in 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in verse 16. The verses will be behind me on the screen. Three short verses. Verse 16 says this, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." These verses, they hold timeless guidance. They remind us of the connection between gratitude and joy. So as we prepare for Thanksgiving, as we prepare for this week, the busyness of what tomorrow holds, let's think about these truths. Let's dive deeper. We see here Paul giving us three challenges, three clear instructions. So let's break them down. The first one, what's it say? Rejoice always. Paul starts with rejoice always. Now, what does it mean to rejoice? Well, rejoice is to find joy, happiness, celebration, or even peace. But notice something here. Paul doesn't say rejoice sometimes. Or rejoice when things are going well. He says, rejoice always. always. And for all of us, kids, teens, adults in this room, there are days when life feels hard. School can be tough. Work is stressful. Relationships can get difficult. And sometimes we just don't feel like rejoicing. So how can we possibly rejoice always? How do we do that? Well, here's what's important to understand. Like I said earlier, joy isn't just the same as being happy. It's not the same as feeling happy. Happiness depends on what's happening around us, but joy, what is joy rooted in? Something deeper. It's a sense of peace, confidence that comes from trusting in God. Joy means knowing that God is with us even on tough days. Joy is knowing that God is with us even on tough days. So let's ponder on that for a little bit. Have you ever had a tough day? Think about that moment, a really hard day. But there was still something small that made you smile. Maybe it was a friend who told you a funny story. A beautiful sunset. A favorite song. Those are glimpses of joy. But the joy Paul is talking about here, it's deeper than that. It's trusting that God loves and is working for our good, even if we can't see it right now. Knowing that he is working for our good, even when we can't see it. And that's hard. It's a whole lot of trust right there. So, as Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and it's easy to focus on the joy of being surrounded by family, good food, friends, traditions. Paul's call is calling us to rejoice, not just about festive moments, though. It's an invitation to find joy every day, even in hard times. So here's a challenge for all of us. Everyone in this room, find at least one thing to rejoice in every day. Just one. Start small. If you have a list of more than one, two, three, four, five, that's awesome. Rejoice in the good things. And it doesn't have to be big. Sometimes we're waiting for this big thing to happen, this event to happen, to find joy in. It can start with the smallest of things. All it takes is pausing, taking a moment, and saying, thank you, God, for something good. Maybe even it's during your Thanksgiving meal. Try sharing one thing that has brought you joy this year. Just one. Even if it's something small or unexpected, you might be surprised how this simple act of noticing that blessing can change your whole day. When we rejoice, not sometimes, not when it feels good, but when we rejoice always. What does Paul say next? Pray continually. Pray continually. Does this mean we're supposed to pray every day, every single minute? What about when we're talking to people, we're eating, we're sleeping? What is praying continually all about? Well, it's about staying connected to God throughout the day. It starts in our heart. It's a heart posture. Think of it like staying on a call with a close friend. You might not be talking every second, but that line is always open. We can keep coming back to God, sharing our thoughts, asking for help, and giving thanks. For all the kids in this room, what does that look like? What does that mean for you? Well, this. Think of it like talking to your parents or your best friends. You might not be talking all the time, but you know you can call them. You can text them. They are always available for you. And think about this, God is even more available than that. He's always right here, right now, right next to you, ready to listen. And for adults, for us as adults, continual prayer can be woven into our daily routines. It's as simple as a quick prayer when you're driving. It's okay to keep your eyes open when you're driving and you're praying. I'm gonna say that right now. Totally cool. In fact, I encourage you not to close your eyes while you're driving and praying. It's as simple as turning on some worship music in the car. Simple prayer out loud or to yourself in your head. A moment of gratitude when you're sipping that great coffee from our very own Refuge Cafe or wherever you find yourself getting coffee from. A silent prayer for patience in a tough situation. It's often the hardest to pray in a tough situation. These small prayers keep us connected to God all day long. So I encourage you during this season, take a moment to pause, reflect, say a prayer before your Thanksgiving meal. Because what if we carried that spirit of prayer beyond the dinner table? Short prayers of gratitude. Simple as this. Thank you, God, for my family. Lord, this food is a gift. Reminding us that everything we have comes from God. And remember, prayer does not have to be fancy, and it doesn't have to be long. God isn't looking for perfect words. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for an open heart. God, thank you. Lord, help me in this moment. Simple prayers are powerful because they keep us connected to God. They keep us close to Him, in His presence. Pray continually. And finally, Paul's last instruction, his last challenge in this passage, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. This one I think is the hardest. Paul doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, because there are definitely things in life that we don't have to be thankful for, but he does say give thanks in all circumstances. Why does Paul encourage us to give thanks even when things are tough? Because gratitude shifts our focus. It shifts it. Giving thanks in the hard times shows us that He is with us and that He is bigger than any problem we face. It's an act of faith. It's saying, okay, God, I trust you even when I don't understand. And what is Thanksgiving normally about? It's focusing on gratitude. But let's be honest, life doesn't always feel thankworthy. And I think that's a word, thankworthy. If it's not, we'll call the dictionary people. All right, thankworthy. It doesn't always feel that way. Yet Paul isn't asking us to give thanks for all circumstances. He's saying, but in them. Gratitude is powerful because what does it do? It shifts our focus from what is wrong to what is right. Gratitude shifts our focus from dwelling and sitting in what's wrong and brings us into recognizing what's right in our lives. After a tough day for the kids in the room, when school is like just schooling, You didn't get the grade you wanted. You had a hard time with a friend. Still find something to be thankful for. Like having people around you that are supporting you, that are encouraging you, that are going to say, okay, you got tomorrow. For adults in the room, giving thanks in all circumstances might mean finding moments of gratitude even in stressful situations. Maybe this year has been tough. Maybe it's been filled with loss, disappointment, or uncertainty. Even so, that's when we have to find reasons to be thankful. Gratitude isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about seeing God's faithfulness through them. I'll say it one more time. Gratitude isn't about ignoring our struggles. It's about seeing God's faithfulness through them. So as we reflect on the past year, as we're coming to the end of a year, and normally that's that time where we start to remember, to reflect on what has happened, I encourage you to think about how God has sustained you. Maybe it was through support from friends, moments of peace, or simply his presence when things felt overwhelming. And I encourage you to write those things down. Write them down, because gratitude grows when it's shared. Gratitude will grow when it's shared with others. So as we close, we're remembering what Paul's words were here. Rejoice always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances. And this isn't just a list of nice things to do. It's God's will for us. These actions keep us connected to God and help us live out our faith. And here's a simple plan for this week. I do this in the youth room, the application, the what happens next. What can we do then practically? How do we rejoice always? Okay, well, each day find one thing that brings you joy and thank God for it. How do we pray continually? Try short prayers throughout the day, keeping that connection with God open. And then how do we give thanks in all circumstances? Maybe it's before bed, right when you wake up. Think of one thing you're grateful for to him that day and let him know. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, maybe it looks like going around the table and each of you sharing something that you're grateful for and not just the obvious things, but something meaningful or unexpected this year. Because gratitude isn't just a holiday theme. It comes up a lot during this time of the year. But it shouldn't just be once a year that we recognize this. It's a way of life. Gratitude is a way of life. And when we live with gratitude, we find joy. We stay connected to God. And we see his goodness even in the hardest of times. Seeing his goodness even when it's tough. So my prayer for you this week, the rest of the year, is that it be filled with joy, it be filled with prayer, and finally it be filled with gratitude. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you so much that you give us the key to joy right here. That when we rejoice always, when we learn to rejoice always, when we learn to pray continually, and when we learn to give thanks in all circumstances, that is when we can find that sustaining joy in you. I pray over this night, I pray over each and every person in this room that you'll just show your love on them in so many new and great ways. In your name we pray. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.